Unit 7. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Professor. I've been waiting for you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? How are things going at work?
Thank you. Everything is okay. Every day I get up early in the morning, do morning exercises, and go to school. I like my job very much. Being a teacher is not easy, of course. Some people think it's even hard. But it's very interesting. I teach children to speak English, read English books, and write English letters, words, and sentences.
When I lived in London, I also went to the university nearly every day. I usually went there on foot. You know, there are awful traffic jams in our city. So many cars in the streets. It's easier to get to the university on foot. I like going on foot. It's not hard for me. Do you go to school on foot or by car?
You know, last year we lived near our school, and I always went there on foot. But now we have another flat, and it's far away from my school, so I have to go there by car. Oh, the bell's gone. Is it 9 o'clock already? My clock has stopped. It says 8:30. It doesn't work. I must repair it. By the way, can you repair clocks?
Let me help you. No, I can't. It's not easy. I would never have thought that repairing clocks was such a difficult task. Sorry, I can't help you.
Then can you tell me the time, please?
Easy. My old watch is still going. It's 9 o'clock, and I'm not late.
But Vova is late again. We can't begin our lesson without him. Oh, I think that's him. Wait a minute, please. I'll open the door. Is that you, Vova?
Yes, it's me.
Come in.
Good morning.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you late today? Traffic jam again?
You know, ma'am.
Stop calling me ma'am.
You know, Miss Lorraine, I got up early today. I did my morning exercises, had some cereal and put a sandwich into my bag. I went out at 8 o'clock. But when I was going by an old tree in our street, I suddenly heard something. I looked up and saw a little kitten in the tree. I said to myself, I must help the poor kitten. I put my bag on the ground and went up the tree. But when I took hold of the kitten, I suddenly heard a noise. I looked down and saw a terrible sight, an awful sight. There was a dog. It wanted to open my bag and take a sandwich. I shouted, "Go away!" and jumped down on the ground. But the dog took my bag and ran away. I ran after it. I went up the street and I went down the street. I looked for that silly dog here and there, but I couldn't find it. It had gone. So I had to go to the shop to buy a new copybook and a pen. Now I hate all dogs.
Oh, I think you're tired.
Yes, I am. It wasn't easy to run after that dog.
Really? Was it difficult?
Difficult? It was hard.
Poor boy.
Can I do anything for you?
Well, maybe a cup of tea?
Sure. Wait a minute. Take a seat at the table.
Excuse me. Vova, what day is it today?
It's Friday.
Friday? Already? This week has gone so fast.
Here's your tea, Vova.
Thank you.
And what date is it today?
It's the 1st of October.
But I thought it was the 1st of October yesterday.
Really? Let me have a look at the calendar. Well, tomorrow it'll be Saturday, the 3rd of October, and today? You're right. It was the 1st of October yesterday. It was Thursday, and it's the 2nd of October today. Yes, it's Friday. I'm sorry.
It's not easy to remember everything. It's difficult. But I remember that very well, because yesterday I went shopping. And the shop assistant told me it was the first day of the month. And that day, they get new things.
Did you buy anything?
Yes, I bought something. It's a dress. A beautiful dress. A present for my wife. And after that, I wanted to buy a present for myself. and I bought a very interesting book about all the 12 months of the year.
I've got such a book already. There are many interesting stories about nearly all holidays of the year. You can buy it in every bookshop.
No, you haven't got a book like this yet. My book is quite different. It was my dream to get such a book. Just have a look at it. Wait a minute. Let me take it out of my bag. Have you seen anything like this before?
Wow. No, I don't think I have.
Look, each month is painted in its own color. The first month is January. It's blue. The second month is February. It's light blue. The third month is March. It's light green. The fourth month is April. It's yellow green. Next comes May. It's dark green. June, July, and August are pink, red, and orange. Then comes September. It's yellow. October is brown. November is grey. And the last month is December. It's purple.
Can I have a look at this book, please? I like your book very much. May I take it for one day, please? I want to show it to my parents.
Yes, of course. You can take it for a week. Read and have fun.
Thank you. I'm going to read it tonight. And what about you? What are you going to do tonight? What about going sightseeing?
Well, a good question. I think late at night I'll also read a book, but another one. I got it recently from my friend. It is about different people and interesting places in Africa. May I ask you a question, Lorraine?
Of course you may.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No, I haven't yet. I told you that already. It's my dream. I would go there if I just had time. But I'm too busy.
And what about tomorrow, Professor? Do you have any plans for tomorrow?
No, I haven't yet. But I think I'll write a letter to my wife. I miss her very much.
I'm sorry.
Only making a good rap can help me. What about you? Vova, are you better?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready yet?
No, I'm not. I don't know the new words.
Here they are. Go. Something. Anything. Everything. Nothing. Easy. Difficult. Hard. By. Dress.
Let's start.
I know
where to go.
Can you see anything?
Yes, I can see everything.
I can see nothing.
I can see something.
It's not easy to be a god.
It is difficult. It's hard.
Will you buy me a dress?
Yes, please.
Of course, yes.
It was the first time I ever made a rap.
Not bad for the first time.
Miss Lorraine, you are the best.
Thank you, Vova. Thank you very much. The professor is looking for something. What are you doing, Professor?
I'm looking for the pictures. I remember I put them on the table, and now they're gone.
What pictures?
You know, I've drawn some pictures for the story about a little puppy.
Did you draw them yourself?
Yes, I did.
Can you draw well?
You know, last year I went to art school, and I had a few drawing lessons. Before that, I couldn't draw at all. Now I can draw a little, and I wanted to show you my drawing.
Let me help you. Are those the pictures you are looking for?
Yes, thank you. Do you like them?
Yes, I do. They are lovely.
I like them too. And what is the story about?
Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yes, please. And I'll type it on the computer. Let me take my seat at the computer.
Well then, listen carefully. I'll open my notebook with the magic program. The story goes that once upon a time in one country, in one city, there lived a little puppy. He had never seen his parents. Maybe they were dead. Yes, I think they were gone. The puppy lived in a little house under an old fence. He was very unhappy, because he had no friends. He had nothing. His life wasn't easy. It was hard. But he had a dream that one day a boy or a girl would take him to their house. But days followed days and nothing happened. Nobody wanted to take him home. One day, early in the morning, he met a little kitten. The kitten was very beautiful. Her eyes were blue. She was white, but her tail and ears were black. The puppy wanted to be friends with the kitten. He came up to her and asked,
"How do you do? How are things going?"
The kitten made no answer.
"Let's be friends. Let's go and play together."
"Meow."
The kitten answered,
"I am not going to play with such a monster. I live in a big villa. I have everything I want. My master buys me different dresses every day. I am so beautiful, and you are so ugly. Just look at yourself, all brown with cowardly eyes. Go away."
The puppy didn't say anything and went away. Soon he saw something on the ground. It was a sandwich. He took the sandwich to his little house. He was finishing his sandwich when suddenly he heard a noise.
"What can it be?"
the puppy thought. The noise went on.
"What's going on?"
The puppy looked out of his house. At first, he saw nothing, but then he saw a big boy with a yellow guitar. He had blue jeans and a red cap on. The boy was walking along the street and shouting something. He had the beautiful kitten in his hands, and the kitten was crying. At that moment, he saw another boy. He was smaller, but he had brave eyes.
"Let the kitten go,"
the boy said.
"What did you say?"
the big boy shouted.
"I'll beat you right now.
I must help the kitten."
The little puppy thought. He went out of his house going,
"Woof, woof, 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 woof."
The big boy shouted,
"Take your dog away,"
the little boy told the big one.
"Let the kitten go or I'll..."
"May I ask you a question? What'll you do?"
the big boy asked him. But at that moment, the puppy showed his teeth and went,
"I'll tell my dog to bite you."
The big boy threw the kitten down and ran away. He was big, but cowardly. The kitten also ran away. The little boy looked at the puppy and said,
"Well done. I would never have thought that puppies could be so brave. I've never seen such a brave dog before. What can I do for you? Let's go to my house. I want to be friends with you."
The puppy was so happy. They say dreams come true. Now he lives in a big house. Every day, early in the morning and late at night, his friend goes for a walk with him. Every day, his friend gives tasty food to him. So it's an easy life. That's the end. That's all.
Thank you for the story, Professor. Wait a minute. I'm going to save this story. Oh, no!
What's wrong?
The computer has just crashed. It needs repairing.
Oh, that's awful. I was going to type a letter to my wife on it tomorrow.
I think it's not a problem. I'll call the computer service and ask them to repair the computer. Hello, may I ask you a question?
What can I do for you?
I have a problem with the computer. It's crashed. I think it needs repairing. What should I do?
Try to reboot it.
Just reboot it? So easy.
Yes, if it doesn't help, call me again.
Okay, thank you. They said I just have to reboot it.
Let me do it right now. Look, it's okay now.
You see, that wasn't difficult.
That's good. Is it okay if I type the letter now?
Of course you may. And you, my friend, open your copybook. Let's write a spelling dictation. Write the letters, read the word, and draw the picture. So this is a C-O-C-K-E-R-E-L. What is it? Draw it in your book.
And now, let's sing a song.
Let's sing it with the guitar.
Have you got a guitar?
Of course I have.
Let me take it out of the case. I like it. Let's start.
It was Sunday yesterday,
and we went to the park to play.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is Monday today.
We are going to the cafe.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It will be Tuesday tomorrow.
We'll go to see the old grow.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well done. Can you learn this song, my friend? If it's difficult for you, listen to it again.
Excuse me, Professor. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is that old crow?
Shall I tell you a story about it now?
I would listen to your story if we had time. Our lesson is over. I would be happy if next time you tell us about it.
Okay. Next time, I'll tell you the story.
And you, my friend, don't forget to do all tasks and the exercises and get ready for the dictation. Do your best. Give my love to your parents.
Thank you.
And also to your sisters and brothers, if you have any.
I have a sister. By the way, it's her birthday today.
Really? Give my best to your sister. And when is your birthday?
I was born on the 10th of April. And when is your birthday?
It's on the 30th of May. And when is your birthday, Professor?
I was born on the 13th of September.
All right, that will do for today. Now you may close your book. Goodbye. I'll be waiting for you tomorrow at 5.
Goodbye.